everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
Where did you come up with this idea of giraffes?
Well, I was a serious artist until I started to learn to drive, and my instructor told me I had more neck than a giraffe.
Right.
And that gave me the idea of having lots of neck and sticking your neck out for your dreams and sticking your neck out and being cheeky and having fun as a topic, a subject for artwork.
So tell me a little bit more about this giraffe family. What are the characters? How do you use them?
Well, the core character for children is Necky Becky. She's the middle child.
Okay.
And she's very cheeky and rebellious, and she has a squeaky voice. So she goes, "Why are you looking at me?" And kids love that, and she has a lot of arguments with a slightly older sister, Nexie, so that forms quite a lot of content for some of the stories.
Right.
And her dad is Raf G. Neckman.
Right.
And he's the core character for adults. He has his own blog, and he has a following all over the world, and that's grown-ups who like to talk to him.
Where do you get your inspiration, then, from for these individual little stories and the characters?
I don't know. They just come out of my head. Whatever I'm doing, I'll get ideas for stories or artwork. I always have done. Each story has its own song, sung by the characters, for which I, at the moment, do all the voiceovers.
Oh, right. And you compose the songs as well?
Yes. I work with somebody called Trevor Sewell, who co-writes them, and he does the instrumentals and the sound engineering.
Right. Wow, there's a lot of work that's going into them.
I initially launched them as a series of greeting cards. I was doing wallpaper design, and I sort of, in the middle of the night, I started doing the giraffe cards just as a sideline to my more serious business. But they've started to take over, so my intention is to set up a second business, just focusing on the Neckmans of Giraffe World, as it'll be called, and hopefully get it onto global television.
Do you find it easy to balance the artistic side of what it is that you're doing with the business side that you have to do?
Yeah, I do actually. I quite enjoy the business as well. I think I'm quite analytical, so it's a nuisance having to do sort of everyday paperwork and things like that, but I do actually quite enjoy it.
You're doing something in shopping malls with these giraffes as well, yeah?
Yes, I am. There's the Gates in Durham, which is a nice shopping mall, and there's an empty shop there, and my giraffes have taken it over.
All right.
So the centre staff painted the backdrop, and then I've got vinyl graphics in there for a giraffe fireplace and life-size cutouts of the characters, so it looks as if they're actually running the shop.
And
I go there in the school holidays and tell stories and do artwork with the kids, so the centre have set up some tables and they advertise it, and then usually grannies seem to have the kids over the holidays, they bring the kids in and we do colouring and they sing songs and listen to the stories and have a great time, and people who are passing by do as well.
Yeah, sure. Are you also doing any serious artwork as well, or are the giraffes taking over your life?
Yes, I'm working on my serious fine art as well. I work a lot from the grounds of Grey Towers, that's on the outskirts of Middlesbrough. I worked there many years ago, and I'm doing some more artwork based on the landscapes around there as well,
right,
and giving talks about the history of the place.
Oh, right. So you're doing quite a bit then, really.
Yes. I sometimes find time to eat as well.
I know the feeling. How would we get in contact with you if we needed to know more about these giraffes?
The best thing is to look on the website. The current website is giraffeworld.com, and that links to other sites as well, so that acts as a hub for the various aspects of my work.
Ingrid, I look forward to visiting this website and finding out more about the giraffes. Thank you very much for the interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
A Garrito presentation.